Matt Thomas, welcome to Sports Fanatics. How are you today, my friend?
Chris, how you doing? I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you, Matt. I want to start with your defense last night. After seeing a guy like Utah have the half that he did, 30 points, again, I just said, Matt, it's the best 20 minutes of basketball I think I've ever seen an individual play in this building. And then you get the assignment at halftime. Coach says, all right, we're going to put you on Jared Utah. What goes through your mind? And talk us through how you defended him so well to hold him to 2 points in the second half.
To touch on what you said, he did have an unbelievable, first half. You know, he was, basically throwing the ball in the ocean. It seemed like everything he put up was going in. And obviously that was an adjustment we needed to make at halftime. And it wasn't just me, it was an entire team effort. George was on a few possessions as well. But, personally, I just wanted to make his catches tough. And, when he did get a catch, just try to get up in his face and make him uncomfortable. And, thankfully he was he got a little colder in the second half, and I think definitely that was some of us ramping up our D on him.
Matt, when they give you that assignment at halftime, does Coach Prohm give you those specifics? I mean, is it just something as generic as, hey, we're making this switch, you're going to Utah, and you know because of practice what that assignment means? Or do they go through those things with you? Do they say, listen, you got to make sure you're cutting down his access to the ball. You got to make sure you're cutting, eliminating that separation that he's getting. Do they get that specific with you, or is it just your assignment, now go get him?
I mean, basically, just be a basketball player. Everyone in the gym saw him score 30 in the first half, and he was just too comfortable. We gave him too much space. He was able to drive when he wanted to. He could pull up when he wanted to. He was getting easy post touches and mid post touches where he could space up. And obviously, he was just too comfortable. So I just took note of that. And I just wanted to make his catches more difficult and then take him out of his comfort zone in that second half.
Matt, I think you're a really good story this year. There's a lot of good ones on your team, but you mentioned to me in your press conference last night after the game that during the off season you kind of noted that a lot of reasons you weren't getting the playing time you wanted the last 2 years you thought was because of your defense. I believe you referred to yourself as a liability on that end of the floor. But you attacked your weakness, in the off season, and it paid off last night. I don't think Iowa State wins that game without your defensive effort. Well, can you walk us through what you specifically did in the off season to improve that area of your game?
It's just a lot of hard work. Doing a lot of different footwork drills, a lot of different lateral quickness drills, with whether it be with cones or whatever. And honestly, a big part of it too is Coach Prohm coming in here and emphasizing defense throughout the summer and in the fall and the preparation to this season. We did a lot of different like closeout drills and defensive drills at the time. Obviously, it's not the most fun thing to do. You'd rather just go in the gym and get shots up, but it's all paying off right now for me.
Matt Thomas joins us on the Grip Tight Foundation Repair Hotline on the heels of a dramatic win last night. I know we want to talk to you a little bit about that Hilton Magic, Matt, but before we do, I want to talk a little bit about that second half. We already talked about those adjustments that were made that put you not only on Utah, but some of the things that happened there. Peter Jock was a guy that picked up a lot of that weight for the Hawkeyes in the second half. He started to get hot. He didn't get Jared Utah, Larry Bird, LaFester Rhodes hot, but he started to carry some of that water. Was that something during the week that you guys saw the potential for with Peter Jock?
Yeah, Peter's a great player. We knew that he was going to be really aggressive, coming off those pin downs or staggers that they run for him. And he's really good in transition. I know one play, I think we turned the ball over and it was out of bounds play, and they pushed it up to him, and we were caught sleeping early in the second half, and he hit his like second or third or three straight. So I think a few of them were just defensive breakdowns where we just need to know, who the shooters are and where they're at. He's a great player. He's a great scorer.
Matt, in your words, can you explain what Hilton Magic is?
Man, Hilton Magic is it's an atmosphere where, Jameel said it last night, you don't stop playing until the clock says zero. I've only lost a couple games in my time here, and there's been a lot of games where people probably thought the game was over. Well, last night or 2 years ago, my freshman year against Iowa, people thought maybe it was over. I mean, Oklahoma last year, there's been a number of games. Oklahoma State, when Nash hit the crazy shot, you know, yeah. There's been a number of games where people say Hilton Magic, it's just real. I don't know what it is. It's, obviously, we believe in it. Our fans are fully behind us, and then I think it definitely gets to the opponent too. You know, whether they just get a little shaken from it. Obviously, it gets pretty loud in there.
Matt, to me as an outsider, man, I'm a big Hawkeye fan.
You broke his heart last night.
As an outsider, man, it's confidence. That's what it is. Like it, I've even said to Chris, I don't like the word Hilton Magic because magic is fake. Magic's not real. What happens here is real. There's a confidence that goes from the rafters down. You guys feel it on the court.
No doubt. I mean we're always confident when we get behind in games. We know that we have a lot of guys that can put the ball in the basket. We can come back in a hurry, but I mean, especially when we're at home and we have our fans, you know, once our fans get behind us, you know, last night when it got down to 7 or 8, I really got, you know, I was real confident in our chances of pulling off the comeback.
Admit it, though, down 6 with 68 ticks left, you thought, we're supposed to lose this game, right?
I mean, in the back of your head, maybe you thought that. But, I mean, like I said, until it says 0, I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in that building and in sports in general. So, I mean, obviously they had a couple late turnovers off once we pressed and we were able to make some shots. And then Monte, you know, with the game-winning bucket.
Matt, last night after the game, you referenced Doug Gottlieb's article about you that was published yesterday at CBSSports.com. And if anybody in our audience hasn't had a chance to read that, I would highly recommend going and checking that out. And it goes through your history, Matt. There's been some real heartbreak in your life. You're one of my favorite stories going on at Iowa State right now. And you referenced, though, that reading that article actually helped you prepare for that game last night. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. You know, like you said, you know, Doug Gottlieb did an amazing job on that piece. I'm really pleased the way it turned out, the way it was written. But like you said, honestly, I can't even, like, put it into words the way I felt. I just never really felt that way before a game, and I'm not sure why. I obviously read the article, you know, when it was released in the afternoon, like after pregame meal. I just like got thinking about, why I do what I do, why I work so hard, and it just reminded me, you know, where I came from, all those people who have helped me get to this spot in my life. You know, I, my mom, my brother at the game last night. So it was just kind of an emotional night for me before the game, and then once I got on the floor, you know, I was just out there hooping.
Matt, thanks for your time, man. I know you guys have an off day, and we really appreciate you taking a few minutes to come and chat with us, all right?
No doubt. Thanks a lot for having me.